Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Jake Hoffman joins us from Arizona and Harmeet Dhillon with the latest as we demand a revote in Maricopa County. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and come to America Fest. We got Candace Owens, we have Dennis Prager, we have Matt Walsh, we have the biggest speakers in the entire movement, Tucker Carlson and more. Go to amfest.com. That is AMFEST.com. Amfest.com. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast by opening up your podcast app and typing in Charlie Kirk Show. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. One of my favorite days of the year, the day before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is actually my favorite American holiday for many reasons. I believe gratitude is a moral imperative for a happy and joyous people and for a functioning society. But I want to dive right into it. There's so much happening in Arizona, and there's so much still to be thankful for, despite all the nonsense happening. And I know a lot of you are very confused about what is happening in Maricopa County with the certification fights and with all these things that seem to be in the media that are hard to make sense of. So joining us right now is Jake Hoffman. He is state senator-elect. Is that right, Jake? You're now a state senator. Is that right?
That's correct.
Congratulations. I didn't know that. Jake, I was looking at those Queen Creek precincts, and they voted very nicely for Carrie Lake. I wish every precinct in Maricopa and Pinal voted that way. So, Jake, what is the latest in Arizona here? There seems to be a fight around certification. There's a lot of confusing information. Do you think that Katie Hobbs and Governor Ducey should certify this election?
Well, Charlie, thanks for having me on. You teed it up perfectly. There is a lot to still be thankful for. But in terms of this election, we are watching the most incompetent, shoddy election that has ever been run in the history of our country unfold right now. And no, there is no question in my mind that it should not be certified by Doug Ducey. It should not be certified by Katie Hobbs, which to me is a conflict of interest, regardless. Tens of thousands of voters were directly disenfranchised, and millions of voters were disenfranchised by extension. And so right now, what we're seeing is, look, this is coming down very explicitly to Carrie Lake and her legal team, Abe Hamadeh and his legal team, Tom Horn and his legal team, and Attorney General Brnovich. Attorney General Brnovich has an election integrity unit that the legislature set up in 2019 for specifically situations like this, and it needs to do its job. Now, they've done a great job so far of outlining the litany of issues that exist with this election, but they need to pursue this with the full force of the Attorney General's office. And I get it. That's politically, that's difficult. It's the holiday season. You know, he's on his way out of office, but he has to understand that this is not about a particular candidate or a particular election. This is about the most foundational element of our republic, which is people's trust.
Yes.
In that the process of elections is accurate and can be trusted, that the law is followed.
Yep, I know a lot of people in media are taking today off, and we don't have time for that. We are taking tomorrow off, but today we got work to do. We got things to talk about. We got cockroaches to expose. And we got things to be thankful for. I love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite days of the entire year. I love the day before Thanksgiving because we repeat with great intention what we are thankful for. And I want to hear from you. What are you thankful for? Even though things did not necessarily break our way in every corner of the country, there is so much to be thankful for this last year. And in fact, a thankful people is a happy people. And you look at the left, they are increasingly ungrateful. They are full of ingratitude. They are ingrates. That's why they are so miserable, and that's why they want to change everything. As a conservative, you want to pass down what is best and what is beautiful, what is good and what is true to future generations. And because of that, we're thankful for what we have, for what was done before us. So Jake, for our national audience, can you please paint the picture as to where do things stand in Arizona and what specifically happened on Election Day that was so unprecedented with the voter disenfranchisement and voter suppression? Jake Hoffman.
Yeah, Charlie, what we're watching plain and simple right now unfold in Arizona is the most incompetent and shoddy election in the history of our country right now. Tens of thousands of voters were directly disenfranchised on Election Day in Maricopa County due to their incompetence and alleged corruption. I mean, it is alleged criminal activity that the attorney general has outlined. When you have 70, 80 polling places with tabulators not working, when you have printers for ballots not working, lacking toner ink, which, you know, Chairman Ward was screaming about for weeks that they had to make sure that that was taken care of. And yet, amazingly, it wasn't. And so you had tens of thousands of voters directly disenfranchised, and you had millions of voters disenfranchised.
Well, sorry, Jake. Can you just tell us why you think the number is tens of thousands? Because that's the question, right? We're speculating. How many people do you think that wanted to vote on Election Day ended up not voting, and how can we prove that?
Well, so I think, look, the number one way that we prove that is we go in and we look at the reconciliation between the poll books, the people who tried to check out of the poll books, the people who left, went to a different polling place and were able to cast their ballot compared to the actual number of ballots cast. Unfortunately, Maricopa County is stonewalling Carrie Lake's request for information, Abe Hamadeh's request for information, and Attorney General Brnovich's request for information because they don't want people to understand and to know the full scope of how many people were disenfranchised. But tens of thousands is a very safe assumption based on the day of voter turnout. And, you know, when you look at this across the state, you're not only talking about Maricopa County voters. Remember, you have disenfranchisement directly and by extension. And in other counties, Cochise County, Mojave County, Yavapai County, you have voters that did turn out that are now at the mercy of Maricopa County, a county that represents 62% of the entire state's population. So when this county gets it wrong, it affects every single other rural county. And that's why we're seeing these county officials that are saying, whoa, 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 not so fast. We may not certify our elections, even though we ran it correctly, because we can't allow Maricopa County to dominate us the way that they are right now.
Yeah. So Jake, this is really important. So the night before the election, they tested all of these machines. And this is a very silly, antiquated system that was previously implemented by Adrian Fontes, who unfortunately looks like he's going to become the next Secretary of State unless we get a new election in Maricopa County, which I think is exactly what we need. But so we have the machines are tested the night before. Everything is fine. And then the day of the election, 63% of polling locations experienced malfunctions. So Jake, what happened between the testing around 5 or 6 p.m. on November the 7th and 6 a.m. on November the 8th? This is the one thing that no one is able to answer. And for me is the most suspicious thing. What changed with the tabulation equipment on site at 63% of polling places or voting centers? Jake, what possibly could have done that?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question, Charlie. And that's, again, why, County Supervisor, County Chairman Gates is I think, slow-walking this process right now, is that's the question that everybody wants an answer to. What did happen to it? How do you go from 100% working correctly to 63% malfunctioning and most of them not working at all? come election day, just a few hours later. And it seems incredibly suspicious. And look, we've all learned that in the world of politics, sadly, due to the corruption and influence and whatnot that exists just generally in politics, we've all learned there's really no such thing as coincidence, especially when coincidence hits as hard as it did with what you were just citing.
Yeah, so things work perfectly the night before in tests and trials. And then hours later, it's not just one. So, Jake, it would be something that if, you know, okay, there's one out in Mesa or Peoria because somebody did something wrong and they unintentionally tampered it. But when you have 63%, according to Just the News, the Just the News article, and some people say it's 48%. Okay, let's say it's 48%. Some people say it's 30%. Okay, let's say it's 30%. We're talking about massive numbers, right? What possibly could have changed with these machines? Now, for the national audience, you know, people might say, Charlie, I don't understand. What do you mean by the machines? So the way that Maricopa County works is that there were 223 vote centers that are not done by precinct, but they're approximated by precincts. And this is an antiquated system that I believe was designed to destroy Election Day in Arizona. And boy, they've done a good job of it. And they're staffed and they work here. And so if you go into the polling place and you have a mail-in ballot, you could spoil that ballot. And then they literally have to print you a new ballot, thanks to Adrian Fontes, who came up with this silly system. When they print you the new ballot, then you fill it out. And then they actually count your vote on site, in real time, in person. The issue was the newly printed ballot was not registering in the machines they had. In fact, some people had to go through 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And then Bill Gates said, well, just go put it in this box, box 3, that now we know was mishandled, that we know was not handled the way they told us to, unlawfully and illegally. It was commingled. And people were very worried and concerned about that. And their worries and their concerns were legitimate and warranted. But something changed, because it's even deeper than that, Jake, because it seems as if somebody tampered with this equipment, which, by the way, is the only logical explanation. The only logical explanation is that somebody tampered with this, because the test went perfectly. And then at 6 a.m. at voting centers across the valley, it was complete and total bedlam. And we have videos attesting to this, by the way, is that it was a sabotage to create lines. It was a sabotage to create confusion. We were told that after a technician showed up, it went worse. And then out of nowhere at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, they discovered that the toner settings were somehow, we're off a little bit on the toner settings. Right now, Bank of America has just lowered its 2022 forecast for the S&P 500 by a whopping 900 points to 3,600. Saying we're headed for a recession this year, it said the new year target is the lowest on the street. This is not good news for those of you stuck in equities or anything tied to stock markets. I know thousands of people who have put their trust in Noble Gold to prevent losing money in the financial storm that is brewing. You can join them by calling their expert team. Noble Gold has recently voted the number one gold company in the country by Consumer Affairs. No call centers, no scripted response, no bull, just a straight, honest run through options so you can decide. And by the way, they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. A thankful person is a happy person. That's why the left is so miserable. No matter what they control, they always want more because they're not thankful. When you think about it, when you are a progressive, when you are a deconstructionist, you want to destroy everything around you because you have no gratitude for the beauty or the tradition or the wonder of what is around you. Jake Hoffman is with us. So Jake, I was illustrating the point that something changed overnight. What do you think that would be, Jake? It feels as if somebody might have intentionally sabotaged. There is no other explanation. What are your thoughts?
Well, Charlie, there isn't an explanation. And look, I want to go back to something you said, that it was, you know, some say the number 63% of machines weren't tabulating correctly or were malfunctioning. Some say it's 48%. Some say it's 30%. Look, the simple truth is, whether it's a third of machines affecting voters and disenfranchising voters, or half of machines, or two thirds of machines disenfranchising voters, it's an absolute assault, a vicious assault on our democracy from the very establishment rhinos, from the very leftists that say their job is to protect democracy. Mm-hmm. The reality is that they're the ones executing an assault on democracy by seemingly, allegedly, purposefully disenfranchising voters, the voters that they don't like, because they knew the numbers were going to be overwhelming. Exit polling showed upwards of 85% of day of voters were voting for America First candidates. Those were the very people that these same election officials had started a political action committee to oppose in their personal capacity. This seems like a direct assault on not only our democracy, but on our republic, and it cannot be allowed to stand. This election should not be certified by Doug Ducey, our governor, by Katie Hobbs, our secretary of state, who has a massive conflict of interest here. And A.G. Brnovich, Carrie Lake, Abe Hamadeh, and Tom Horn. It is up to their legal teams to get to the bottom of this. And thankfully, we have other counties stepping up to delay their certification to hopefully give some time for that process to play out.
Yeah. And so it actually doesn't matter if this was an intentional assault or gross incompetence. What happened happened, right? The intent actually doesn't need to be proven. This is a civil matter, right? I think there actually are criminal implications. But Jake, it's time for a revote in Maricopa County. Do you agree?
I do. I think it shouldn't be certified. And I think the best case scenario, given the fact that there is almost no precedent in the entire country for this level of gross incompetence to have occurred, a revote is the only thing that re-empowers every single legal vote and makes sure that voters can trust the process, not only this year, but moving forward.
We have email after email that we have shared, and the media is completely ignoring it, of senior citizens, 70 and 80 year old patriots, amazing people. For example, one lady in Anthem, Arizona, ruby red, right, Jake? That's as red as it gets. She went to go vote in Anthem, 2.5 hour wait, couldn't find a parking spot, and she missed voting for the first time since 1981. Mm. She missed voting.
That is an absolute travesty.
She missed voting for the first time since 1981. And then some guy emailed me, "Oh, Charlie, they need to be tougher." You're wrong. These are senior citizens that are not going to stand in line for 2 hours. Understandably get very intimidated or very overwhelmed. I mean, let's play the B-roll here. Play cut 70. Look at the line. Look at this line, as you say. Just play. If it's B-roll, play the tape of cut 70. This is just the line here. I don't know if you can see this, Jake. In Anthem, Arizona. Could you imagine just looking at that line?
Sadly, I can. Queen Creek was the exact same way. Another ruby red district, amazingly, Southeast Valley suburb. And we had two polling places back to back. Literally each line could see each other because the buildings were right across the parking lot.
Unbelievable.
And both lines were over an hour and a half long. And this is late in the day. This is when I went down there to check in on things at about, 15 minutes to seven, an hour and a half long lines. And look, that's the other thing that we need to expose here, too. The county is slow walking not only what the true percentage of polling places that had issues were, but also which polling places had issues. And that's incredibly material here, given the fact that it's rumored that heavily yep. Democrat areas didn't experience issues.
And Bill Gates is lying about that. And by the way, he's lying about it because the people that were voting in person election day were disproportionately Republican. So it doesn't even matter if it's Republican versus Democrat areas. It's the type of voter that matters. And by the way, that line that we just saw in Anthem, Arizona, that line right there is the difference between Abe Hamadeh becoming attorney general and not. Right there, they created traffic jam and it should not stand.
500 votes. Separating
right there, 500 votes.
And
we have evidence of a woman, a patriot, did not vote for the first time since 1981 because of Stephen Richer and Bill Gates. They designed this. It's sick. It's criminal. Jake, thank you so much. Keep fighting. We need you. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. But anyway, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they're making it very easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free plus free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call the 100% U.S.-based customer support team at 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Charlie, patriotmobile.com/Charlie, or call 972-PATRIOT. They do a wonderful job. I am a big fan of Patriot Mobile. I use them myself. Check it out, patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Let's paint a hypothetical. If there was a earthquake that happened in Maricopa County on Election Day, and 63% of voting centers experienced issues, do you think that there would be an argument for a revote? Do you think that if there was some sort of natural disaster, do you think if there was a major power outage, for example, and people were not able to vote? Well, that is exactly what happened. Whether it happened intentionally or unintentionally is not as relevant as to what actually ended up happening. 1, 2, 3 hour lines in the reddest ruby districts in Maricopa County. And even Democrats in line were disenfranchised. Joining us now is Harmeet Dhillon. She is the lawyer for the Carrie Lake campaign. Harmeet, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me here.
So Harmeet, can you give us a little bit of a preview or some insight into what is the legal strategy that the Lake campaign is proceeding with at this point?
Well, I'm one of I've been one of many lawyers working on Carrie's campaign, and you know, she has a lot of great advisors. And so the campaign today did file a records lawsuit. My colleague Tim Lasota filed that lawsuit. My team worked on it as well in the background, and we presented evidence of a number of voters who had experienced difficulty voting or were unable to vote on Election Day with respect to poll workers not knowing how to properly check people out so they could go vote at a different vote center, extremely long lines, tabulators not working, other errors of that nature. There are poll workers who observe mishandling of ballots and things like that. And so the purpose of that lawsuit is to try to force the state to defend itself, force Maricopa County specifically to agree that they will not certify this election until all of the inconsistencies in numbers and other issues like that are rectified. So that is a lawsuit that doesn't, you know, change the outcome of the election. You know, there are certain statutory bases for that. I believe Carrie has another team of lawyers who is working on, you know, different theories. So that's the one that I've been helping with.
So when do you anticipate something to be filed?
Well, the lawsuit that I just described was filed this morning. It is a records type request. So that has been done. Other litigation, I would have to defer to, you know, some of the other lawyers that Carrie has been working with.
Yeah, Harmeet, you've been working in this field for quite some time. Have you ever seen anything quite like the voter disenfranchisement or suppression that happened on Election Day? And also, you were leading the charge to actually try to extend voting hours on Election Day. And it was Mark Kelly's campaign, if I remember correctly, that said they don't want more people to vote because of these hour lines and the mass malfunctions that happen on Election Day. Is that right?
That's correct. So I was in Maricopa County, and I was working with the campaign on Election Day and around it. And I have been working behind the scenes to gather documentary evidence regarding these irregularities with a team of lawyers at my law firm. On Election Day itself, when it became clear that people were experiencing difficulty voting to the extent that they were getting wrong information from poll workers, they were being told to go to other places to vote and then not properly checked out, so the records in the poll book show that they'd already voted, we did go into court together with other Republican lawyers and ask the court for the very simple remedy, which is entirely appropriate, of simply extending the voting hours by up to 3 hours that day. And of course, the county opposed it, but also, the Mark Kelly campaign intervened. The court granted that, and the Kelly campaign said this is, you know, no big deal, and there's no reason to extend the voting hours. And so the court declined to extend the voting hours. And as a result, you know, if you experience difficulty voting, if you were told that your vote could not be counted at a second polling place, you didn't get to vote. And there are, we believe, hundreds of examples of people like that who were not allowed to vote because of errors by the poll workers. There are probably an untold number of people, maybe in the thousands, who turned away from, who decided not to vote because the lines were too long. And the lines were too long solely as a result of gross incompetence on the part of Maricopa County election officials. And what's really troubling here, Charlie, is that in the 2020 election, similar failures or similar scale of failures was observed there. And what I can see, and I'm sorry to say this as a Republican, because a lot of these guys are Republican election officials, is they did nothing to fix it. They're very arrogant about it. They defend this as all being perfectly normal, no big deal. And you know, it blows my mind that the testing that is required by law for these people to do, they did not do it. It appears, for example, I mean, for those who aren't familiar with the vote on ballot on demand system, in Maricopa County uses, you go into a voting center and, you know, you could vote anywhere in the county. They have to print up a ballot for you because whatever you're voting on local races is going to vary depending on where you live. And when they tested this equipment, they did not test, apparently, according to witnesses, printing a ballot on site and feeding a ballot printed on site into the machines on site. So they took some pre-printed ballots, like from the, you know, central, the vote by mail ballots, and they fed those in. So that's a total fail, because if you went to vote in person on election day, you didn't vote a vote by mail ballot for the most part. You walked in and you got a ballot printed for you, custom printed. And if the printer didn't work and the tabulator didn't work, you experience significant delays. People behind you couldn't vote. You're not confident. You're told to leave your ballot behind and that it will be counted. And there was very sloppy handling, inconsistent with Arizona statute, of those untabulated ballots. The untabulated ballots were supposed to be tabulated at the voting center. And in the rare exceptions where they cannot be counted there because of, like we said, some disaster or whatever, there's supposed to be a declaration of emergency, an affidavit by the local poll worker, and then police are supposed to accompany those ballots to the central MECTEC voting tabulation center. None of that happened. And so the remedy for Arizona voters is unclear at this point, because statute provides certain remedies to ask for a do-over, like some people are suggesting. You know, you have to show catastrophic failures that, you know, effectively prevented, that would have changed the outcome of the election. So I know that's something that, you know, some people on Kerry's team are looking at, and, you know, that's probably, I would suspect there will be further litigation at some point.
So Harmeet, let me just make sure I understand this correctly. You're saying that at some of these voting centers, they did test it, but they tested it using a mail-in ballot, not actually printing a new ballot, as if what they were going to do the next day. And that happened not at one,
correct,
but several voting centers. So that's not possible unless,
yes,
they were instructed to do it that way, right? Gross incompetence would be...
That's right. That's right.
So somebody from Maricopa County told them to improperly test it.
That is my conclusion. There's no other way that these people would randomly do the
wrong
thing.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
that's right.
I think the poll workers themselves are acting in good faith.
I agree with you.
But if their management is incompetent and or careless, you would have this outcome. Other issues that have, you know, surfaced, I haven't had time, you know, we haven't had time to fully explore them, but there are questions about whether some of these printers were obsolete, i.e. had been recalled and, you know, were not considered fit for service by their own manufacturers. Now, each of these printers, my understanding is, there was some software work that was done by a third-party company to tailor them to the use of printing ballots. They're kind of off-the-shelf printers. But in any event, it was a lick and a promise and a make-do. And, you know, Arizona did take some steps to tighten up elections after 2020, for example, banning Zuckerberg. But at the same time, what they didn't do, they did not close a loophole that allows companies or nonprofits, and air quotes, like Mark Zuckerberg's nonprofit, from giving in-kind support. So in fact, Maricopa County accepted in-kind support from nonprofits that would help them with communication. Okay. Not voting, which is their key job, is to administer an effective vote. So you will have noticed over the last couple of weeks since the election that they've been very effective at communicating and spinning their failures and gaslighting the public and covering it all up because they have support from a nonprofit to do that. So when it comes to investing the money that the taxpayers of Arizona pay to make sure that the basic fundamental, like you have one job, Maricopa County reporter, it is to run an election that all the people, Republican or Democrat, accept the outcome of. And they totally failed at that. And so if I were a Maricopa County or even an Arizona voter, I would be looking at recalling some of these people and really demanding that our elections be run, not like even the, you know, third world countries these days give you accurate results at the end of the day. We don't have complete and accurate results out of Arizona, and I'm not sure we ever will.
So, I mean, it's just mind-boggling and infuriating because here you have 223 voting centers. The RNC report via Just the News said 63% experienced malfunctions that resulted in 1 hour and 2 hour lines. And so they were tested improperly the night before, and not just at one center, but at centers all across the valley. Which, if you have these poll workers and you meet them, they're the sweetest people. They're retired teachers and veterans, and they're really sweet people. And when I went to go vote on election day in Arizona, they were overwhelmed and they were confused. And they were telling me this machine is broken. We called for help. We're getting nothing. And so my criticism is not at the volunteers that are the election workers. They're really wonderful people. But that they weren't making a mistake if they were doing it all across the valley. Somebody instructed them to incorrectly test it with a mail-in ballot, even though it was going to be a printed ballot the next day, and then it was a quote-unquote toner issue. I mean, if I was super Machiavellian and I wanted to see Carrie Lake lose and I wanted to see Blake Masters lose and I wanted to see Mark Fincham lose, if I was a really bad dude and I worked for Maricopa County and, I don't know, I ran a super PAC where I said that the only way Republicans were going to be able to find their soul again was humiliation at the ballot box— if I was that small of a person, if I was that evil of a person, then I would just say, you know what? Just test it with a mail-in ballot. I'm just saying, if I had those motives, it was right there for the taking.
It couldn't have been a worse fail. And so I think the voters of Arizona deserve better. Recall is needed. Regulatory reform is needed. Maybe court supervision is needed for the next election in Maricopa County. That would be my recommendation.
Yeah, I think a total redo in Maricopa County. And Harmeet, I sent one of these emails to you and your team. A woman that has voted in every election since 1981, a senior citizen from Anthem, Arizona, unable to vote. When she got there, it was a 2.5 hour wait. She can't wait that long in line, couldn't find a parking space because of the tabulation errors, the machines, and because of what Maricopa County did. Real voter suppression and disenfranchisement of senior citizens. And by the way, we're told by the media and by the left, oh, we must do everything we can to protect our senior citizens, Medicare, Social Security, and obviously we're beyond sympathetic to all of that. But the moment that a senior citizen wants to vote on election day, they say, too bad, don't care, wait 2.5 hours in line in the Arizona sun. It's sick. Charlie Kirk here. Look, I've told you about producer Andrew and how Relief Factor has really improved his life and relieved the pain in his knees and back. Now, let me tell you about Yvonne in California. She says this, quote, both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom from aches and pains like Relief Factor. I hear you, Yvonne. Relief Factor works for me too. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors based on scientific research to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing you pain. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to becoming pain-free could be just to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor. We're getting a lot of emails here. Some people even saying that they were poll workers and they were told not to test Harmeet the night before. They were told right here, we didn't test anything. In fact, we were told everything is just fine. Harmeet, people are so upset. People are fired up, understandably. And people are getting cynical. And what I think is so disgusting and what I think is so disappointing, but not shocking, is Maricopa County, instead of actually playing along and opening up their records and proving that this election is so amazing and wonderful, they're actually being hostile and secretive and duplicitous. Harmeet, can you speak to that about how Maricopa County is actually not acting as if everything went wonderfully? They're acting in very sneaky ways.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, this is how you would act if you were trying to cover something up and you were not proud of how you behaved. And so we've all seen this in our real lives. But when instead of acknowledging issues and then doing something to alleviate the harm, which they could have done on election day, they acknowledge the issue in the middle of the day, late afternoon, saying, yes, there have been a lot of problems, but don't worry, it's been fixed now. What's terrible about this is that they knew early in the morning that these issues were there. They should have gone to court themselves, actually, to run a good election and get the court to allow that people get a full day to vote. And they didn't do that. And so we've had inaccurate statements, confusing statements. At one point, one of the lawyers for Maricopa County cussed out lawyers for the Republican National Committee and the Carrie Lake campaign and other campaigns were calling in and asking for information, accurate information, during the counting process after the election, and just went on a rant. And, you know, very unprofessional behavior, in my opinion. And so I just think the whole thing is rotten. I mean, I believe in people generally being good and you give them benefit of the doubt. But to me, what I've seen is it is such a rotten system that really everybody in the whole election system in Maricopa County needs to be fired. There needs to be investigations. People need to be disciplined who made some of these decisions. There needs to be regulatory reform in the form of actually statutory reform. There needs to be new statutes passed to protect the voters and to set some triggers for what happens when there is a catastrophic failure of voting. But there's one other thing I want to say about this, Charlie, which may not be the favorite thing of a lot of conservatives to hear. The reality is that Democrats felt pretty comfortable going into this election because they had banked their vote. They voted early and they used the mail ballots. And the people who voted early on those mail ballots that were pre-printed, they didn't have any of these problems that we're talking about here. Their ballots were tabulated, whether they were Republican or Democrat. They didn't wait in line. Their ballots were tabulated and they did not suffer these failures. And I would respectfully suggest that if we want to win elections as opposed to, you know, kind of win the elections the way we think they should be run, but win the elections the way they are, I think we're going to have to get really smart in every upcoming election. I don't like early voting. I prefer to go to the polls and vote in person myself. However, in some states, Republicans have done a great job actually of getting their ballots in early and then feeling confident that we have the votes we need and then we can chase fewer and fewer votes. And I know people are suspicious of this. They say, oh, well, that just tells the Democrats how many votes they need to get. Everybody needs to be voting and getting their vote in so that they don't suffer these kinds of issues. That's my opinion. And I think that we need to start, need to do that aggressively. We need to change our mentality. If we vote the way the Democrats vote and we have integrity around that process, I think we could have more confidence and a better outcome. And people will not feel like they do today that their vote wasn't counted. And so I think that's something that we really need to have a program around at the national level, Republican National Committee, where I serve. And really just, you know, you can change the law to the way you want it. But until then, you got to play the game by the rules you have, not the rules you wish you had.
I agree. If you're in Georgia right now, you should go in person and vote early right now. Learn from Maricopa County. When we broadcast our big play, Election Day, Election Day, Election Day, we set ourselves up for an ambush and a sabotage. In-person early voting. We need to start to get much more sophisticated in this way. The opposition, they have voting month. And we just throw it all up against the wall and say, well, I hope it happens on election day. What happens if there's lines, machine failures, tabulator issues, toner issues? Well, the other side now knows how they can stop us. So we got to adapt. We have to be agile and we have to be sophisticated and not just hope because we got to beat these people. I believe the American people are with us if we're actually able to figure out the mechanics of an election. Harmeet, thank you so much. Great job as always.
My pleasure. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.